Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday, the 15th of January. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, high Plymouth 1037, expected Holland 1035 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking north at Cira, southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 for a time. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South at Cira, northwesterly at first in east, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, southwest 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Tyne, southwest 3 or 4, fair, good. Dogger, southwesterly but northwesterly at first in east, 3 or 4. Drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, northwest backing southwest 3 to 5. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, northwest 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 2 to 4. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Dover, west 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, variable 4 or less, occasional drizzle in Wight. Good, occasionally poor in Wight. Biscay, easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly later in east, 3 or 4, fair, good. Trafalgar, southeast 4 or 5, but northeasterly 4 to 6 at first in southeast, becoming variable 3 or 4 later, fair, good. South Fitzroy, variable 4 or less, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6. Drizzle, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, south 5 to 7, drizzle in northwest, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south-southwest 4, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 6, mist, 7 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 6, 8 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south-southeast 2, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southeast 2, 16 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lucas, west by south 4, mist, 4 miles, 1029, now falling. Boomer, south by east 2, 19 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest 1, 1032, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 3, 1 mile, 1033. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-northwest 3, 1035, falling slowly. Jersey, north 1, mist, 3 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, West 3, 11 miles, 1036. Scilly Automatic, South Southwest 2, 12 miles, 1035, now rising. Milford Haven, Southwest 1, 6 miles, 1035, now falling. Aberporth, Southwest by South 2, 6 miles, 1035, now falling. Valley, South by West 4, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1033, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, North 1, fog, 200 metres, 1033, now falling. Valencia, southeast by south 4, 8 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south 2, recent fog, 1300 metres, 1032, falling slowly. Malin Head, south southwest 4, 6 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 3, 15 miles, 1029, falling slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday. The general situation, high pressure over the channel will maintain settled conditions for the majority of the coastal waters with some drizzle and fog patches. However, a strong southwesterly flow will affect Scotland with gales and rain for a time in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 in northwest, occasionally gale 8 until later near Cape Wrath. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 near Berwick-upon-Tweed, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 or 4, fair, then drizzle and fog patches in south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in south. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, then drizzle and fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, northwesterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly in west, but variable 3 or less elsewhere. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwest 2 to 4, but becoming variable 3 or less in Bristol Channel. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest 3 to 5, drizzle at first in north, good, occasionally poor at first in north. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less in east, drizzle with fog patches, becoming fair, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Isle of Man, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in south. Occasional drizzle with fog patches at first, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first, becoming good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan and Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 for a time, occasionally gale 8 in northwest. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's time now for Radio 4 to put on its nightgown and big nightcap with a tassel on and hand over to the BBC World Service, where Business Matters is about to get underway. If you switch over to Radio 4 Extra, another episode of our brother Cadwyl thriller Dead Man's Ransom is starting over there, starring Philip Maddock. And there's always BBC Sounds to keep you entertained through the night. If you missed it last week, you can catch up with Matthew Saeed and his guests, exploring 25 years of the 21st century. All five episodes are available now on BBC Sounds. Radio 4 returns at 5:20. Jane Steele will be in this chair to introduce our update to the shipping forecast, news briefing and farming today. Until then, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, in a final gesture before leaving office, President Biden has lifted some of the tough sanctions that were applied on Cuba. Although, with Donald Trump about to arrive in the White House, will these measures last?
We'll have to see what Trump does next. Knowing him, it's possible they quit this week and that Trump comes in and everything goes backward.
Also today, why a Chinese-made social media app, not TikTok, has become the most downloaded product on Apple's US App Store. What is going on? And when is it right to charge more than $100 for a pizza? When it has pineapple on it? We speak to one restaurateur who's doing just that.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. South Korean police seeking to arrest the suspended president have managed to enter his residence in Seoul, breaking through blockades erected by his security service. Yoon Sung-yeol is wanted on charges of insurrection and abuse of power over his attempt to impose martial law. Our reporter Rachel Lee is outside the residence.
Corruption investigation officers backed by police entered the presidential residence to execute an arrest warrant for the suspended leader. They faced physical resistance from the presidential security service, which was blocking their access. About 1,000 officers were deployed for this operation, a significant increase compared to the first attempt. In addition, the PSS has brought in extra vehicles to encircle the compound and hinder the arrest. It's currently unclear how long this second attempt at arrest will take.
Negotiations on a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza have been continuing in Qatar, with all sides indicating that an agreement is closer than ever. The terms involve the gradual release of Israeli hostages in return for Palestinian prisoners and the withdrawal of Israeli troops from some areas. Both Israel and Hamas have expressed hope that a deal can be achieved. President Biden has decided to remove Cuba from the countries the US considers state sponsors of terrorism. The White House said it expected the release of political prisoners in return in a deal brokered by the Catholic Church. Shortly after the announcement, Cuba said it would be freeing more than 550 prisoners. Ione Wells has more details.
These were protesters who were detained as part of a big crackdown on anti-government protesters in 2021 after there were huge rallies essentially protesting the economic decline that the country was facing. But it's interesting as well because it potentially suggests further conversations on a more general easing of relations between Cuba and the US. But there is a question hanging over this.